Well, as you can guess, this is not a typical Sunday. As we come in and out, we have three preachers speaking an hour apiece. Don't try to run. We've already locked the doors. But this is, it's not going to be a marathon sermon. We changed it last night. We're actually going to look at game film from the Titans' victory last night.
We didn't practice that.
No.
We didn't practice that.
You are so bad. You really are. Let me pray for us. Father, as we begin just this time of study and this time of sharing, we pray you will honor us with your presence, with your wisdom. Thank you so much for Adam and Jeremy, for our entire staff who love you. I thank you for everyone who attends here, Father, who loves you and loves this church. And I just pray that you'll speak to us clearly and powerfully today. In Christ's name, amen. My brother sent me this photo. You can't read it well. It says, ruining your New Year's resolution since 1962. Gary Quaid. We're not going to be talking about resolutions today, because they are too easy to break and don't last that long. We're going to be talking about goals to serve our Lord. Opportunities that He gives us to make a difference in the lives of those around us, but also transformation in our own lives. And these exist not just for 1 year, but for a decade. And so, Adam, our discipleship minister, Jeremy, our family and missions minister, and the rest of our staff, we spent the better part of 2019 preparing for this, preparing, listening to God, praying, fasting. We went on a couple of retreats. We spent hours and hours and hours of discussions all about the mission, the goals, the vision of this church. And I'll be honest with you, we were humbled throughout that process, because it was a daunting task and we were seeking God's revelation to us. Our elders were praying. They were fasting as well. And this is the culmination of it, a time to share with you. And as I said, it will be a little different today. Now, last week we expounded on the scripture, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overcome it. And we said, this is Jesus' church, it's not ours. It belongs to Him. He died for this church on the cross. And we believe with all our hearts that this vision and mission originated in the heart of God. That we were led to it through His Spirit. We didn't create it on our own. We didn't take it from a book. We didn't claim it from another church. This, we feel and we believe, is directly from God for Franklin Christian Church, specifically suited for us. And it started with this, our vision, which is FCC exists so that all people will know and follow Jesus. That's what we want. That's how we're organized. That's how we pray. Now, to do that, we feel like we needed a threefold mission. To know God's Word, to experience the Spirit's transformation, to advance Jesus' mission. And that has to be broken down. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to be talking about what this means to you individually and collectively. So we revealed last week some 10-year goals. And they're up on the screen as well. But if you weren't here, let me go over these. Every person at FCC has read through the Bible at least once by 2030. Every person has been discipled and helped disciple others through group Bible study. 500 people have been baptized at FCC by 2030. Now, you may not know this. It's an opportunity that we have to share. In 2019, there were more high schoolers and middle schoolers who were baptized last year, greater number than any other year for 10 years. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a great year. It was cool. It was fun. Yeah.
Every person has been part of a life group for at least a year. Every person has participated in a cross-cultural mission trip or plugged into a local ministry. Every person has actively served in the church for at least a year in some form, in some way. And finally, every person will invite 10 families or individuals to worship with them or to a special event every year. So how's that going to happen? I mean, you're looking at going, well, I don't know how to do that. We're going to help you do that. We're introducing to you 9 tracks that you will choose and live out in 2020, just for the 1 year. We're going to add other tracks along the way as ministries form. And then when we move to our new property and new building, which is anticipated in 2021, we can still add more ministry opportunities that we can't accommodate in this season or in this facility. So a lot of cool things are happening. I want you to hear about them, and we're going to start with Adam, our discipleship minister.
Thank you, David. I am excited to think about the potential of what could happen in our church if we really lean into these goals over the next 10 years and the change that it could bring to individuals and to families, to our church and to our community if we make this our habit and our practice over the next 10 years. This reminds me of a quote from a Christian author named Robert Mulholland that I highly recommend, and I want to share this quote with you. He says, "Everyone is in a process of spiritual formation. We are being shaped either into the wholeness of the image of Christ or a horribly destructive caricature of that image. We are all being shaped every single day in one way or another, either more into the likeness of Christ or into something other than Christ. And those small daily decisions that we make may not seem like a big deal in the moment, but over the course of months and years, they shape and form us into the people that we become. So with that in mind, thinking about these goals for 2030, I think if we get serious about this, I think if we follow the Lord's lead in taking these hills, He will do an amazing work in our hearts, as individuals, families, and as a church. All right, so I am going to share with you guys 3 tracks that go along with knowing God's Word. All right, when we're talking about tracks, we are talking about concrete steps that you can take in 2020 to know God's Word in a deeper way. If you got a bulletin on your way in, there is an insert in there that you can follow along with as we kind of walk through all of these tracks. Before I kind of dive into the details of this, though, I want to share 3 quick clarifiers with you about all of this. Number one, the first clarifier is I just want to say all of this is made possible by the power of God. All right, look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. It is God's power that will make achieving these goals possible. It's not our own willpower. It is not our own strength or our own talents or anything like that. It is because of God's power working in us and through us. All right, secondly, I just want to say that knowing God's Word, which is really what I'm going to be talking about this morning, knowing God's Word is ultimately about knowing God. All right, the goal of knowing God's Word is not just so that we can amass information in our heads. Knowing God's word is more about transformation than it is information. So as we're talking about knowing God's word, we're really talking about how we can grow into deeper relationship with God. All right, that's the second clarifier. And then thirdly, I just want to say that over the next few minutes, the three of us are going to be sharing a lot of information. We're going to be going into some details of what these nine tracks look like. So I just want to let you guys know, first of all, we're not asking you or expecting you to do all nine of these tracks. All right, we are challenging all of you to do two of these tracks in 2020. So as we're talking about this, feel free to follow along in your bulletin, make some notes, and simply pay attention to where the Holy Spirit might be nudging you. As we're talking about this, you might think, okay, here's an area where I think I need to grow. And that may be the Lord leading you to take a more intentional step in your growth in Christ this year. All right, so those are the three clarifiers. Let's talk about the tracks for knowing God's word. First of all, track number one is some Bible reading plans that we are going to offer this year. So I know some of you probably made some kind of a goal to read God's word more intentionally in 2020. And so we simply want to offer you some ways that you can do that alongside of others from Franklin Christian. So there are four specific Bible reading plans that we are going to make available to you, and I want to tell you about these plans. The first one is what we're calling the Read Scripture Plan. This is an app-based plan. It's one you can download on your phone. It is year-long. It goes straight through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It's a really interactive reading plan. It includes videos from the Bible Project. Really good stuff. Would highly recommend this. Another reading plan that we're going to do is a chronological Bible reading plan. All right, some of you are familiar with this. This is a Bible plan that will kind of tell the story of Scripture as one continuous story. So instead of going straight Genesis through Revelation book by book, this reading plan will take you through Scripture as the events in Scripture unfolded. All right, so this is a really cool plan. It is also app-based and will go throughout the course of the year. A couple others. For those of you who aren't quite as phone inclined, there is a 5-day-a-week plan that is available in print out in the lobby today that includes a daily New Testament and Old Testament readings. And then the last one is a plan that will take you through the four Gospels. So this is, instead of a year-long plan, this one is shorter. It's a 90-day plan. And that would be a great choice for some of you as well. Now, for all of these Bible reading plans, we are going to create Facebook groups that you can be a part of if you choose to be a part of this track in one of these Bible reading plans. We want to give you a chance to read in community alongside other people and have a chance to interact and ask questions with the other people that you were doing this Bible reading plan with. So you would definitely be invited to be a part of those groups. All right, so that is track one, our Bible reading plans. Secondly, we're going to offer a series of pop-up Bible studies throughout the course of this year. These will be studies that take place in different parts of town. Some of them will take place in the church. Some will be in the morning, some in the evening. But the idea is we want to give you lots of different options for ways that you can study God's word with other people. So to start the year, these are a few of these studies we're going to offer. One is an ongoing study that's actually starting this morning, actually. It's a women's study called Rhythms of Renewal. And we've talked about this for the last couple weeks. There's been a huge amount of interest in this, which is really exciting. And so there's actually been so much interest that we have added a fourth time slot to when we're going to offer this study. So it'll be available Sunday mornings, Sunday evenings, Wednesday mornings, and now Thursday evenings as well. And so ladies, if you are interested in this study and kind of starting off your year with healthy, Christ-like rhythms in your life, go out into the lobby this morning and talk to somebody who's going to be in the Welcome and Next Steps room about that study. All right? The second pop-up study is what we're calling Who is God? And this is a study that's by Francis Chan. It's going to take place in the home of some folks who are in our church. They're going to lead this study. And so to begin the new year, if you feel like you need to kind of dig deeper into those foundational truths of who is God, if you have questions about who the God of the Bible is, this would be a really great study for you to be a part of. And then lastly, to start the year, we're going to offer a men's study on the book of Ephesians starting later this spring. So men, if you want to grow in maturity as a man of God alongside other men, this would be a great way for you to do that. All right, so we have Bible reading plans. We have pop-up Bible studies that are happening. And then thirdly, in knowing God's Word, we're going to offer a how to read the Bible class. I know that some of you, maybe you have tried to read the Bible in the past, and it's been difficult. Maybe you're not exactly sure how to read the Bible in a way that actually leads to life transformation. Well, that's what we're going to talk about in this six-week class. We're going to start it the first Wednesday evening in February, coming up in a few weeks, and it'll go into mid-March. So if you are curious and want to know how you can read the Bible in a way that will lead to greater life transformation for you, we would love for you to be a part of that class. All right, those are the three tracks for knowing God's Word. And with that, I'm going to hand things back over to David.
Thank you. All right. I know you feel like you're taking a drink out of a fire hydrant right now. I mean, it's just overwhelming, the amount of information you're getting. Don't be overwhelmed. Just take it in. We just want you to listen as we go along, and you will sort things out. We'll help you. We are here to help you sort it out. And you're only picking two. So as you go, as Adam mentioned, we just want you praying about it. And even as you sit there, what is going on? How will this help me? And what can I include in my schedule? So that's where we're at with this. So let's just keep on going. Well, now we're going to talk about, I'm going to tell you three tracks about the experience, the Spirit's transformation. This is change. This is maturity. This scripture was given to church leaders. And it says, this is your responsibility. You are to prepare God's people, that's you, for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith. So there's one goal, unity. And in the knowledge of the Son of God, that's the second goal. We're united in what we know about Jesus Christ. And become mature, that's the third goal of this, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So it is the responsibility of church leaders to pour into you and to share with you and to encourage you and to love you so that you can grow closer to Jesus, so that you can be like Jesus and think like Jesus, so you can mature. In fact, the word for prepare, or some translations have equip, is the same word used for setting a broken bone. It simply means that we're trying to get things back to the way they're supposed to be. And what we are supposed to be are disciples. A disciple is a Christ follower trainee. A disciple is someone who seeks to be like Jesus. In this culture, in this age, in this season, we can't ignore this command to grow closer to Christ and to live like Christ and be like Christ out in the world, to be examples, to show people what Jesus can do for them. It protects us as well. The scripture says, then we will no longer be infants. In other words, we're going to grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're not going to be tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. We're not going to fall for that. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ. The key words there, grow up. How many times have you said that to your kids? How many times have you said that to your spouse? Grow up. And that's what we're attempting to do through these tracks. We want to grow up. We want to be like Jesus. It's hard. I'm not going to just try to fool you or tell you, hey, you can just do this and it's no problem. This is hard stuff. It is difficult to be a disciple. It takes a lot of work. Adam, why is it so difficult? You're our discipleship minister. You've got all the answers. Right, tell us why.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I'm certainly no expert, but, you know, Jesus shares with us in the Gospels that if we're going to be his follower, that we have to take up our crosses and follow him every day, which means that the life of being a disciple of Jesus is one that's all about sacrifice. Mm. It's about dying to ourselves and following the way of Jesus. You know, it's also a lifelong journey. So there's no point where we can wake up one day and say, yeah, I've gotten there. I'm 100% mature as a disciple of Jesus. There's always more ways that we can grow, and it's a long, hard journey.
And if it were easy, everybody would already be doing it. So we're not doing it in churches across the United States. Everything indicates that. So we want to take the hard. We want to accept it. We want to live it. We want to be like Jesus. So what can we do? Well, let me give you three tracks for this. Number one, you join a life group. Some of you are already in life group. Praise God. You are studying and growing. We've got three new life groups that are starting up in Thompson Station, Spring Hill area, Nolensville, Brentwood. We've got other life groups that meet throughout Franklin and all around in other areas. And the list is on our website. It's back in the welcome room out in the lobby. And it's just, this is a time where you really get to meet people, where you really get to share with people. You grow closer to them. They encourage you. When you've got trials or crisis in your life, they're the ones who are there to help you. We've heard testimonies over and over again of people said, I just couldn't get through it without my life group. They were there for me when I needed them. It's an opportunity. Chances are we've got a life group that meets your schedule and your needs. Secondly, we're going to have journey classes. Now, these are classes that meet one time. Meet the first Sunday of every month at 11 o'clock here at FCC. So you come to this church, this service here, and then you go out to the journey classes. Look what starting point class will be, and you have the dates. It's on your sheet. Starting point are for people who are relatively new to FCC, want to know more about who we are and what we're doing. Baptism classes for adults, ready to take that next step of immersion and say, this is what I need to do. This gets me started. Spiritual gifts classes. The Bible says everybody has at least one spiritual gift. Some people have multiple spiritual gifts. What are they? How do you use them for the Lord? And a starting point class. Well, we said starting point. Share your faith class. How you can, just an easy way to share your faith with others who do not know Jesus Christ. A prayer class on how to pray, how to deepen your prayer life. All of these things are meant to help transform you, to get you ready. The third track, men's and women's ministries. We have men's ministry starting out. We're giving it an overhaul, sort of a redoing, makeover, although guys don't like the word makeover, so we're going with overhaul. That's a man's word. Quarterly men's summits. This is four times a year. All the men come together for one big event. Sometimes we'll have inspired speakers. Sometimes we'll do something fun. Other times we'll have service projects. But all of us coming together quarterly to just do what we need to do, to be disciples, to be the men that we are called to be. And then we have men's discipleship groups. I know it says small men's discipleship groups. And I'm going, what? You have to be under 5 foot or you can't come? But it should men's discipleship, small groups, all right? So we're going with that. Don't anybody get offended. These are just small groups of guys who are going through the same thing, guys who want to be the fathers that God calls us to be, who want to be the spouses God calls us to be, who want to get serious about their faith, who want to grow closer to him and closer to guys to encourage them. And so this is a 6-month commitment. So you do it for 6 months. And if you like it, if it's helped, you re-up again. If you don't, after 6 months, if it doesn't fit your schedule, you can back off and you say, okay, I tried it, didn't work, I'm going to go to another track. I'll try to find something else. But these are opportunities that we have. And we have other things going on for men. There's a Thursday morning Bible study and Saturday breakfasts and things going on. Those don't get, they're not being stopped. They're just part of something bigger. Women's ministry. Adam mentioned the study that is starting, and I think someone told me there are over 50 women signed up, and that's why they had to branch that out. So great example. More Bible studies throughout the year. Priscilla Shire, simulcast. So all of this. Lady, you're doing a great job. Praise God for you. You are really seeking God's wisdom and guidance in your life. So thank you for that. Thank you for being good examples for all of us. This all leads to change. And now I'm going to ask Jeremy. He hadn't come up yet, so we're going to let Jeremy come up. And the man who thinks that plaid is a color, we're bringing him up to be a part of this. It's all yours, dude.
There's that. Well, if you're getting lost in all the details this morning and you're just looking for one takeaway, I did hear that your pastor said it's okay to tell your spouse to grow up this morning. So if you want to write that one down, that's fine. But all joking aside, know God's word, experience the Spirit's transformation. So good, such good stuff. But I want to ask a pretty raw question. If it stops with knowing God's word in our heads, if it stops with experiencing the Spirit's transformation for ourselves, at the end of the day, what was the point? Because the reality is that this Jesus thing is so much bigger than any one of us or any individual in this room. It is so much bigger than the walls of a church. It's so much bigger than what we know up here, what we experience in here. Our vision, the FCC exists so that all people would know and follow Jesus. This thing, it doesn't end, it doesn't stop until every dark corner of the world, every dark place in our community knows the good news of Jesus. So, in a lot of ways, we got to be careful not to put how we do it above why we do it, if that makes sense. That these are great opportunities for us to engage with God's word, to experience the Spirit's transformation, but if it ends inside these walls, if it ends in your personal quiet time in your Bible study, what was really the point if people don't meet Jesus because of it? The reality is at the end of the day, Jesus didn't come and die for you just so that you could go to heaven. Now, while that's a great part of the gospel, that's not the only reason. Jesus came, he died. Jesus saved you, though, so that he could send you. Jesus saved you from death. He brought you back to life so that he could put you to use, so that he could unleash you to a world that desperately needs Jesus. So it does not stop with you. There might be this tendency to say, okay, I read the Bible already. I do my study time. Oh, I've been baptized. Check, check. No, it doesn't stop there. The mission does not stop until the whole world knows the saving grace of Jesus, which means we have a lot of work to do. Jesus didn't just save you so that you could kick your feet back up and get comfortable in your Christian lifestyle. He saved you so that he could send you. And I think the early disciples, I think they got that. These guys that had spent 3 years following Jesus around, these guys that knew God's word because they knew Jesus himself, right? The word literally became flesh. The word of God became flesh in Jesus. And so these guys, they knew God's word and they had been transformed by Jesus. They left their old lives behind to follow Jesus and they were about to experience the Spirit's transformation at Pentecost, right? These early disciples, Jesus wasn't even just sending them out. He was unleashing them to a world that needed to know the good news. It was almost like the disciples were horses in the starting gates and the gates were about to be lifted and they were about to rush out to a world that needed Jesus. Church, that needs to be FCC. And Jesus had some last words for those early disciples before he unleashed them on the world that needed the good news. He had a few very specific, very direct last words for them that were almost like the mission statement of those early disciples. You've heard these words hundreds of times. Probably many of you can quote them backwards and forwards. But this morning, as we kind of get through the know God's word, experience the Spirit's transformation, I want these last words of Jesus to be the pop-up of the starting gates, to unleash our church outside of these walls to a world that needs Jesus. If I haven't said that enough already. So therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that Jesus commanded. And surely, Jesus is with us always, even to the very end of the age. Friends, it cannot end inside these walls. Mission is not complete until the whole world knows the good news of Jesus. Here locally, inside of our church, inside of our community, and to the ends of the earth, which is why to go along with Advance Jesus Mission, David kind of mentioned the two goals for the 2020s. That one, and by the way, if I can just say that all of these tracks are in a lot of ways kind of like a crutch in some ways that help us learn how to walk. They're kind of habit forming in the sense that these tracks guide us to being able to do this on our own. These tracks are never the end goal. It's supposed to lead us to a life where we are actively being discipled and also discipling others. So in the 2020s, we want every person at FCC to go on a cross-cultural mission trip and or be engaged here serving in a local ministry. That was number one. Number two of the goals of an Advanced Jesus Mission was we want everyone at FCC to find a place to serve here in our church for at least a year. Because the reality is, in a lot of ways, you don't really always have to go somewhere to lead people to Jesus. Just because someone shows up at church doesn't mean they know Jesus. And so while it does end in the dark corners of the world, it also starts right here with leading our church and our community back to Jesus. So we have three tracks that we want to help you engage with. Again, they're crutches to help lead you to forming the habit of actively communicating the gospel here and around the world. So track number one is this group we are calling the Bless Franklin Group. Adam's done a great job of kind of organizing this, but essentially it's going to be a group of people that meet together and have either a pre-planned service project or thing that they're doing here in our community, or they come up with their own and create your own thing. One specifically that we're going to do with this Bless Franklin Group is at Youth Encouragement Services, which is one of the local ministries that we support. They are in pretty desperate need of a room or a couple rooms needing to be remodeled for their students. And we've partnered with them on some projects like that in the past. And we're going to do that again here in February. But there's some other ideas you can read about. You can grab a card in the lobby or check those out in your bulletin. But this This Bless Franklin group is just a group that's going to get together and be able to find ways to serve our community whenever they have the opportunity to do that. The second track is going to be to find a mission trip to get engaged with. Now, currently we have three 2020 mission trips on the book, two of which our high school students are going to be going on, their high school mission trips, one being Piedras Negras, Mexico, another being we're going back for the second time to Northern Ireland. The one that all of you could get engaged with right now, you could sign up today, and we even really need at least five more people to go on this trip, so we would love for you to engage with our Brazil Amazon boat trip. Essentially, you get on a boat and you ride down the Amazon and you help meet people's physical needs as an opportunity to share the gospel with them on this medical mission trip. Also in 2020, we're kind of working on some other trips, an adult trip potentially at the end of the year, maybe to Piedras Negras, Mexico, where our students will be going, potentially a trip to the Middle East to visit some of our missionaries in Jordan, potentially another trip to the Dominican Republic. Our goal is that every year forward, we would have at least 4 mission trips that you could get engaged and be a part of. So our goal would simply be to say, go on a trip. Once you decide to go on a trip, you could go on our website, see which date, which cost financially, what God might be leading to, and then you can get in on that trip. And then finally, serve here in a ministry at FCC. All those opportunities are listed. We have cards out there in the lobby and how you can get in, what areas you can serve in, and also the contact information for whoever you could reach out to be a part of those groups. Now, I also want to mention that as our family ministry rep up here today, that our kids in our middle school and high school ministries, we didn't want to create like separate goals, separate tracks that we were like off over here doing our kid thing and you were up over here doing your big kid thing, and that those two didn't really mesh up. So our goal is going to be to amplify those tracks, to amplify that mission in those specific ministries. We dream of a family mission trip, where no matter what age the kids are, that parents could go and do a mission trip with their kids, a service opportunity for families specifically, baptism classes for kids. I could go on and on, but that the kids, middle school and high school, are fully engaged in these missions, in their ministries, right alongside of you as a family. So at the end of the day, it cannot end here. It ends when the whole world knows the good news of Jesus. And I believe this is what changes everything. That it doesn't just end up here in our heads. It doesn't just stop here in our hearts. But it ends as we lead the world back to Jesus.
Amen to that. So we're going to wrap this up. And I'm going to give you guys some next steps for kind of where you can go from here and how we can be a part of this whole process as a church together. So I know this was a lot of information, and that there were a lot of details that were a part of this. But again, we gave you 9 tracks this morning. We are challenging you to do 2 of them in 2020. So as you think about this, as you pray about it, again, ask that question, Lord, where are you leading me? Where are you leading me to serve? Where are you leading me to grow? And wherever he leads you, those are probably the tracks to sign up for this year. A lot of you are probably already doing 2 or more of these things, right? You look at this insert in your bulletin, you look at these tracks, and you see, wow, I'm already doing this. And that is awesome. We want to challenge you to prayerfully take one more step and do one more of these tracks this year in an area where you believe God is leading you to grow. So if that is you, we are challenging you to prayerfully consider doing one more track in 2020. Now, I know some of you already, after hearing this morning, you know exactly what tracks you want to do. You've got those 2 tracks specifically in your head. You're like, yes, I know I need this one and this one. Others of you are more like processors. You know, that's kind of how my brain works. I need to take some time to think about this and pray about it. And that is totally all right. So we want to give you through the end of the month to sign up for these tracks. So registrations will open this morning, and they will go through the end of this month. And most of these tracks will hit the ground running in the month of February. All right? How do you sign up? 2 big ways. One is using the insert in your bulletin. Fill out your name and email at the bottom of that. And then as you leave today, there are some offering buckets on tables out the main doors, and you can just drop those in the buckets. Secondly is you can go to our website. If you go to our homepage, you will see an icon there that says Take the Hill. Click on that icon, and it will take you to our Take the Hill webpage, where you can sign up for these tracks. And then after you sign up, we will follow up with you with more details for your tracks. So thank you so much for listening to all of this information this morning. I hope that you are inspired and challenged to be more a part of God's mission. And I'm going to hand things back over to David.
Thank you. Again, today was just a little bit different, but we felt like this was the way to reach the most people and to share what was on our hearts and what we prayed about and worked about for such a long time. Next week, we begin a new series. You saw it earlier with a bumper video on spiritual warfare, and hope you'll come back and be part of that. If you're a first-time visitor today, thank you for coming and being a part of this service. And there is a meet and greet area on this side of our building. I'll be there. I'd love for you to come by and say hi. Jeremy and Adam are going to be down front right after I dismiss you. And they are here for questions, for prayer, for anything you have concerning this or otherwise church related. We're here for you. So would you stand and let me pray for you guys? Would you come up with me? Father, it's been such a busy morning and so much stuff that we just are pouring out because we love you and we want this church, we want you to be proud of us. We want to be disciples. We want to be more like your son, Jesus. So I pray for everyone here who is just going to be looking at that list. Father, just lead them to one or two areas that they can really get excited about, they can really incorporate into their life. Bless them in a special way. In Christ's name, amen. God bless you.